You've entered the sandbox. You're live in the sandbox. This is your host, Elegant. And today's guest that we have this Celebrity Saturday is Mr. Glenn Kolotkin.
Yes.
And he's the most super producer that I know, engineer. You work with so many people, Glenn. Can you tell me where it all started?
Well, it really all started when I was a teenager, and we had a doo-wop group. And so we were singing a lot, especially under overpasses, because the echo was really good. So we wanted to hear ourselves, what we sounded like, and I couldn't afford a tape recorder at the time. So my father bought me, I was about 15 years old, bought me a disc cutting machine, which what people used to use before tape recorders were out.
Wow.
They actually make their own records at home on these blank discs. And so that's really where it all started for me. But once we heard ourselves singing, that's when I decided I better stick to the recording. So it all started there. And then after I was in the service, my uncle asked me, what do you want to do now that you're done with the Army? I was in the Army for like 3 years. So I said, I'd like to really get into the recording industry. And he said, well, why don't you get the Yellow Pages from Manhattan and start calling recording studios? So that's what I did. The first studio that was listed at that time was a place called A1 Sound Studios. So I called them up, and he invited me down and gave me a job. And it wasn't until later that I found out that was the original Atlantic Records studio. And this guy that called me down, this guy's name was Herb Abramson, and he was the original partner in Atlantic Records.
So A1 was Atlantic.
Atlantic One, really. But in the phone book, it just said A1 Sound.
You know, that's legendary if you know
right.
The beginning of where it all started with Atlantic, and it was once called A1. And I want to know, which artist was it that said, you know what, Glenn is the man?
Well, let me think. First hit record I had was with a group called the Chambers Brothers.
Okay.
And we had a hit called Time Has Come Today.
What was it like? Do you remember your first day at Columbia?
Yes. They gave me the job at Columbia, and they put me with this other guy at Columbia Records who was an engineer. His name was Murray Zimney, I'll never forget. And I was in his room, and he was working with this producer called Teal Macero. Now, Teal Macero was the big jazz producer at Columbia Records, and he was working with Miles Davis.
Wow.
So my first day at the studio, I actually didn't meet Miles Davis.
Mm-hmm.
They were waiting for Miles Davis to come in, and he called on the phone and said, let me speak to Teal. And I asked who's calling, and he flipped out. I wouldn't want to say what he said to me at the time. So I put the TL on, and that was the main thing that happened the first day. One day I came in, I got this booking, and I asked them, I said, well, who's the artist? They told me what the setup was for the studio, and they didn't list the artist. And he said, well, we don't know who it is, but this is the setup to set up the studio. So I set the studio up, and in walks this guy who I knew who he was, and says, hi, I'm Jimi Hendrix. What is your? I said, I'm Glenn Kolotkin.
I would have just fell out.
Right. I said, Jimmy, right, I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So we started to work together on this album that he was working with, which he later said is my favorite album, a thing called Electric Ladyland. And then 2 weeks later, I got another booking, another strange booking where I didn't want to leave the name again. In walks the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
So here I am working on the Rolling Stones on an album called Her Majesty's Satanic Request, which was like their answer to Sgt. Pepper's, which the Beatles had around that time.
So when you first saw your name imprinted on the first vinyl, what went through your mind at the time?
I liked that. I really liked it. Even though when I did the Chambers Brothers record, Columbia wasn't giving engineering credits at the time. And even with Jimi Hendrix, mm-hmm. when the record came out, my name wasn't on it. But now if you go to the internet, I'm getting credit for Electric Lady Land as well as the Rolling Stones record.
Now, I want to know, what was it like to receive your first? Something I've always dreamt about because I was an artist. I used to sing. And it's every little child's dream, if they are really into music, to one day win a Grammy. Because, you know, when you win a Grammy, you done reached a certain level right. of success in your career. What was it like coming to your first Grammy show and winning your first Grammy?
Well, the first Grammy, I was nominated one time. And I didn't win. We got beat out by Miles Davis. He won one of his re-releases. But it wasn't until really 2000, after I received like a whole bunch of gold and platinum records, that I got nominated for Record of the Year, actually, with Santana. An album we did called Supernatural.
Right.
So I had to wait to the very end of the Grammys, mm-hmm. and they had a... and. For them to announce Record of the Year, who won that. And when they announced Supernatural, and they announced my name, I was up on the stage about faster than anybody. I mean, Carlos was sitting much closer to the stage than I was, but I beat him up. I beat him to the stage.
You know what? Speaking of that moment with you and Carlos Santana, you was also, I know and saw that you were the company of the legendary as well, Mr. Clive Davis.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in between both of them. So tell me, what was that feeling like?
So I felt good about it. I don't know if Clive Davis was so happy about that because I think he wanted the credit.
And if you just joining us now, you're live in the Sandbox with your host, Elegant, and Mr. Super Producer, Legendary Engineer of all times, Glenn Kolakin. You mentioned you work with Jimi Hendrix, but you didn't only work with Jimi Hendrix. You work with a lot of phenomenal legends, such as Barbra Streisand, Patti LaBelle, Bow Wow. You worked with Gladys Knight and the Pips. Barbra Streisand, phenomenal.
Clive Davis called me up and he told me he recommended me to work with this guy named Richard Perry, who's producing a Barbra Streisand album. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I met her. The Joan Jett album went 4 times platinum.
Can you let the people know which song that was Joan Jett did?
Oh, Joan Jett did I Love Rock and Roll.
Now, you know, you hear that on commercials, elevators, restaurants, like that, I'm sure was humongous for you. Barbra Streisand, I want to go back to her. Do she really have a big personality?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because she seems so fun and so energetic and...
Very much. A lot of fun, you know. Just working with people, it's mm-hmm. like anybody else. You know, she just happened to be Barbra Streisand, but mm-hmm. she was, you know, a nice person, you know, a lot of fun.
Bow Wow.
Oh, I did this song, I Want Candy, mm-hmm. which I think it was the only hit. Mm-hmm. I hear that all the time in commercials today, I Want Candy, you know.
Really?
I was working with Santana in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and then there's... They formed another group. Some of the members for this other group called Journey mm-hmm. produced a second album, a thing called Look Into the Future.
What do you feel about today's music? Like, where it's going?
As far as the music goes, the music has changed dramatically from when I started. And I do miss the melodies that we always used to have. We got great rhythm today. But you don't have the melodies like we used to have, so I kind of miss that too.
What was it like the first time hearing your music on radio?
Now that was really exciting.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to come into your world. I really appreciate this time and this moment with you coming live in the Sandbox.
My pleasure.
And it's been an honor. And I want to give a shout out to everybody behind the scenes, such as Track 53, Midtown Studios, Terry Elliott, Mr. Cannon, and also the phenomenal general manager who made this interview happen, Mr. Cleveland Fly As Day Jones. I really appreciate it. And I want to just tell everyone that dreams do come true, because I'm live in a sandbox with Mr. Glenn Kalakian.
You've entered the sandbox.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
This is Britney Spears.
Hey, what up, this is Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
In your face. All over the place. We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
You've entered the sandbox.
Everybody get up! Where we all come together, taking the latest dirt, slanging it from social media headlines, politics, celebrity gossip, sports gossip, and society news, and building our own sandcastle by chatting live in the sandbox with the diva of the South herself, Elegant, and ATL hot track maker,
Miss Diamond Tracks.
Let's not forget the grandma of radio herself, Grandma Puddin'.
And you know, I'm gonna get her to your room and uncut.
You've entered the sandbox.